Even Jack Miller had to acknowledge that by March 1939, travelling around Germany had become so much easier. He was sick and tired of being told that Hitler had built wonderful new roads, and under him the trains were running on time, but he had to admit that travel had improved, although he wished that also applied to the trams in Berlin. Getting to Gelsenkirchen in the heart of the Ruhr was a case in point. When he'd first started going there, his first trip must have been in late 1936 or possibly early 1937. It took the best part of 2 days travelling via Münster and Dortmund. Now it was much easier. Berlin to Münster and then a reliable connection to Dortmund, where he stayed at a small guest house on Kesselstrasse, not far from the station. The place was very clean, and his room had its own bathroom. It was run by a war widow and her daughter, Irma, an extraordinarily beautiful girl in her early 20s, who could barely look at him when he first visited, but on his second visit slipped into his room when her mother left for evening mass and returned when her mother went for morning prayers. When he arrived in Dortmund, he'd make a telephone call from the station before walking to the city centre, where he'd wait inside the entrance of a small shopping arcade opposite the main hospital on Bernhausstrasse, and watch as a tall doctor left the hospital. If the doctor turned left, the meeting was off, and he'd hurry to the guest house. Turn right, and Jack would walk through the arcade and eventually meet up with the doctor in the back room of an ironmongery on Johannesstrasse. The doctor was a precise man, not so much unfriendly, but someone with no small talk. Jack called him by the code name Arthur, and knew little about him, other than that he was a surgeon, and his first name was, perhaps, Wilhelm.
"Not much news since your last visit, though my contacts at the marshalling yard have produced this list of train movements. Please note the incidents of wagons arriving under armed escort. My source at the police station is still promising that list of Nazi party members. I hope to have it next time. I have plans here from the Dortmunder steel engine assembly plant in the east of the city, which I think will be useful, and the Willmann boiler factory in the same area. I hope to make a contact there too."
He'd hand everything over and then inevitably remark that life was becoming more dangerous by the day, and he may reach a point where this — he'd gesture at Jack and around the room as if to show what he meant by this — may be their last meeting. Jack would say he quite understood and give the doctor an envelope, which he'd refuse at first, but then accept when Jack insisted, to cover your expenses.